Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM, your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative and anything I can pretend fits into that big woolly genre of things. And tonight I'm going to be just playing you a bunch of tunes. It's just me, Nigel, in the studio. I'm going to play you a bunch of tunes. I'm going to natter on about Infest, probably quite a lot, to be honest. It's very close now. And tell you about some gigs and clubs and stuff coming up, and some information about new releases. Quite a lot of stuff in the show. And I started there with Cyanotic. That's Brutal Deluxe. That's from their latest long-awaited release, The Medication Generation, an album that seems to be getting some really, really very good reviews. It is a very strong album as well. It's just kind of, as industrial metal goes, it is polished. It really is. So, yes, that's basically what you're going to hear from me tonight. The music's going to be a bit varied, as I say. That's quite a lot of different genres I listed through, so there's lots to cover there. And I'm going to continue now with a track by Cindy Kazira. Thank you.
Generations of War. This is a dream that will in time ignite the flames. Burn it all away. This is a cauldron. True metaphor. Lay waste to these visions of war. This is a dream that will in time ignite the flames. Burn it all away.
Do you hear? Die Menschen müssen geklont werden.
You heard there XRX with Das Ewigleben from their latest release, Update 3.0. Now, that's a band who are playing Infest, and up until about a month or two ago, I knew absolutely nothing about, so I'm really looking forward to them. I've got hold of that Update 3.0 album, and it's great. You may have heard me play a track or two off it over the last couple of shows, and they're someone I'm really looking forward to at Infest. Now, I will run down the details of Infest probably in a couple of minutes, actually. I'll tell you who I played first. That'll be a good idea, shan't it? Before that, before XRX, we had Comal Commando with Love Your Neighbour from Das EP. Still waiting for more material from him. Das EP's a bit old now, but it's still stomping tunes. No reason not to play it. And before that, Syndica Zero, a band I've heard mentioned a few times. They're on Crunch Pod, and I think they get played quite a bit. And that is Metaphor. Now, that's off a new compilation album called Screaming Into the Void. Now, this is available online for free. Well, it's on a website where you can choose how much you want to pay. This is something Crunchpod are doing. They're kind of giving away, almost giving away these albums, so people can choose if they want to reward the label back. Certainly in these compilation albums, where it's basically a set of advertising for the label and the bands on that label. So if you go to crunchpod.bandcamp.com, you'll find all their stuff listed there, and you can click a download button. I think you can preview stuff for free, but you can click a download button and tell them how much you want to pay for stuff. So that is available as zero. If you put in zero, you get it for free. And that's a sampler of a lot of the bands on Crunchpod at the moment. So there's a nice selection of stuff there. Check it out if you're just interested in the kind of bands like that that are on Crunchpod. So that's it. Syndica Zero, Comal Commando, and XRX. Just played those. Now, what else was I going to say? There's a few things coming out soon, but I think I'll leave the list of stuff coming out until after a couple more tracks, because that'll run nicely into the whole Infest lineup and things like that, and gigs and stuff going on. I'll do all that after a couple more tracks. What I will do now is actually go a bit more synth poppy, incredibly synth poppy with this next band. They're a band I've heard of for a few months now. They've been going around for a bit. I've gutted, I haven't quite seen them live yet, and I think they're based in Manchester, and they're called Hertz, and this is Better Than Love.
Every second is a lifetime, and every minute more brings you closer to God, and you see nothing but the red lights. You let your body burn like never before, and it feels better than love. Yeah, it feels better than love. Every second is a lifetime, and every minute more brings you closer to God, and you see nothing but the red lights. You let your body burn. Second in the sunshine, a decade in the dark, taking part in a dream. Have you forgotten what she looks like? Or do you only see what you want to believe? Does it
show us you.
Okay, you're still listening to Dax Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is, well, it's a varied show tonight. That was D-Vision with Rage. Now, that's from their latest album, Potgrapher, and they are playing Infest as well, and I will run down the Infest lineup in a few moments. But I wanted to mention before that we played Hurts, or I played Hurts, a track called Better Than Love from their the only released CD I can find of theirs of the moment, the Better Than Love CD single. And it's very good, in fact. Now, Hurts are a band, like I said just before I played that track, I've known about them for a few months. One of my friends recommended them to me online. I was like, these are very, very good. You can go onto YouTube. There's a couple of their tracks out there. And it's just incredibly polished synth pop. They have that one single out that came out in May, Better Than Love, and they've got Wonderful Life coming out in a couple of weeks' time, well, about a week's time, actually, on the 20th of August. And their first album coming out on the 27th of August called Happiness. So there's basically this big bunch of their stuff coming out this month, which I'm very much looking forward to. I've got a bit of a soft spot for Well Done Synth Pop, amongst all the other stuff I like with Noisy Industrial and things like that. So, yes, if you like your very polished synth pop, they're ones to keep an eye on. I'll be playing stuff off the album and the next single once I get my hands on it, all due out this month. So hopefully that won't be too long. What else is interesting is September seems to be an incredibly busy month of stuff. We're, you know, there's not that many releases at the moment coming out, but September. We've got due on September the 14th, the new album by The Birthday Massacre called Pins and Needles, something I've been looking forward to for a while. They've got some great tunes, some great albums, but they don't release albums that quickly. I know they do a lot of time touring, so that doesn't give them an opportunity to do create the albums. So it's just a bit of a shame that we don't get an album off them that quickly, but we have one coming up in September. Also, the Nick Cave Project's Grinder Man, their second album is due on the 13th of September. And also, if you want to see them live, they're due to play Leeds Uni on Monday the 27th of September. Talking about Birthday Massacre, on Sunday the 17th of October they play the Corporation in Sheffield. So on Sunday the 17th of October, sorry. So you've got to wait a little longer to see Birthday Massacre live, but their album should be out in September. So there's all this stuff coming out in September. So next month is going to be an interesting month with all those releases and loads more, no doubt, as well, that I've skimmed over or not quite spotted. But it's well worth mentioning that before we get to September, we have August. And August in Bradford, certainly if you like your electronic industrial music, your alternative electronic music, it's Infest. It's pretty much the UK's biggest festival of this kind, I think. It's 3 days, and it's August Bank Holiday weekend, the 27th to the 29th. You've got the Bank Holiday Monday to recover because it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And the lineup this year, I think it's a little bit condensed from previous years, but it's as follows. I'll go through alphabetically. We have Agonize, Aria, Concrete Lung, Division, Heimstatt Yepitash, Mandroid, Memmaker, Nachmar, Northern Kind, Paralox, Pattern Brigade, Wolf, Project Pitchfork, Rotosand, and XRX. A couple of have played on the show before. We've even had Mandroid in venue before, and nearly destroyed the building. We're lucky we got away with those time-travelling cyborgs. Yes, I will be at Infest and hopefully try and get some interviews with some of those bands. They should be very interesting to see live. Certainly Mandroid are just going to be incredibly silly. They open the festival on the Friday. So if you like that kind of music, get yourself down there. It's a very well-organised festival. I very much enjoy it, and a lot of my friends do. So kind of on that curb of excitement at the moment. But it's also worth mentioning a couple of other things that are going on in Yorkshire as well. We have the Wendy House at Leeds Uni on Saturday the 21st, so that's the week before. That runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. and is £5 on the door. More information about that can be found at www.thewendyhouse.org. Saturday the 14th of August, we have Darklands at the Stereo in York. That's 9 p.m. till 2 a.m, £4 on the door, and more information can be found at myspace.com/darklandsclubnight. There is the usual weekly night here at the Zoo Bar. Bad Moon Rising runs from 9 p.m. till 1 a.m. and is free entry, and more information about that at gothupnorth.co.uk. Whew, there's quite a few things going on. Right, I think it's time to change the pace yet again. I've gone from noisy stuff to synth-poppy stuff. And now this is going to sound a bit more, traddy, post-punky. Here's a band I played on the last show and I was really quite wowed by. This is Berlin Black. We'll be right back.
far away, but I wish that I could see the stars with you. Another lonely night, another chance to think what we might do. It's just a sleepless night, in my head I'm always falling. I'm always falling for you.
Repercussions when you're dating in school, but their lips met and reservations started. came to pass. Whether this was just an evening or a thing that would last, either way he wanted her, and this was bad. Wanted to do things to her, it was making him crazy. Now a little crush turned into a like, and now he wants to grab her by the hair and tell her,
is the awesome She Wants Revenge with the brilliant track Tear You Apart. And before that we had a pretty new band called Berlin Black with the track off their only CD so far. CD's called Burn It Down. That track was Fall Apart. It's top quality stuff from a local lad, local-ish, West Yorkshire. He's based in York at the moment, so I'm going to keep a very close eye on that band and see what else they produce, because that is... The whole CD is just really top quality, and when they played the Deviate Fest in York, they, even though they were first band on, they seemed to still go down a complete storm. Right, I'm going to continue the tunes now with another band who are playing in Fest in a couple of weeks' time. This is Aria.
Put it down.
Still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Paralox with Isn't It Strange from State of Decay. I believe that's their latest album. And before that, we had Aria with the Gun Song from the Gun EP, which is a year or so old now, but still a strong song. And Aria, as you can probably tell from the playlist of the show, is one of my favourite artists of pretty much the last couple of years. So, and it only just occurred to me, just as I was playing those couple of tracks and looking at what to queue up next, that while this show was, you know, I've chatted a bit about Infest and it's all going to be good, I decided to play a couple of tracks off bands playing, like XRX and D-Vision that got played earlier in the show. The last two artists, Aria and Paralox, are both playing Infest, and the band I'm going to leave you with is also playing Infest. So it's well worth getting along to if you're liking this kind of stuff, if you're liking this kind of sound. I always find it a brilliant place to actually discover new bands as well. Just because, I don't know, there's always a band or two that you've never really researched. I know a lot of my friends actually pull down tracks of every single band playing so they know what they're going to sound like. But I find seeing a band live and discovering them there and then is usually the best way to discover them. Sometimes you're pleasantly surprised, sometimes you're a bit bored and you wander off to the bar. But it's always an interesting weekend, and it's just a lot of fun, and a lot of my friends are going to be around. That said, I'm going to be there. If you see me and you think you know what I look like, come over and say hello. It's always good to meet listeners. I will be trying to get some interviews over the weekend and probably taking a bunch of photos. I'll stick somewhere on the web as well, probably darksimulation.org. But that said, you can get in touch with me through the normal channels, through the bcbradio.co.uk website. Search for Dark Simulation on there, you'll find it, and I will be representing the station there, hopefully. It's also worth mentioning that all the gigs, clubs and events and stuff I run down earlier in the show, things do change between transmission and when they happen and when I've done the research to the event. So double check those websites, make sure gigs are still going ahead, and it's always good to, get out and about and make sure these things are still happening before you've left the house. Anyway, I think I've waffled on long enough. I'm going to leave you with, as I said, a band who is also playing this year's Infest. It's Rotosand. Now, I've got one more show before Infest actually happens. It's the day before Infest, so I'll probably be very, very excited and waffle on quite incoherently on that show. So this is probably the last most coherent show you'll hear from me for a few weeks at least. So, yes, I will leave you with Rotosand's War on Error. I will be back next week and not next week, the week after, just before Infest, and I'll see hopefully some of you at Infest. If not, keep tuning in. Cheerio.
This is not my world. This is not. Citizens of the world, in these times the future of mankind is at stake. We must not refrain from responsibility, but boldly take any measure necessary to ensure the survival of the fittest, to sustain order and to increase our economic, social and mental efficiency. We've got to make sure that we can rely on your cooperation in providing any requested data in a structured, detailed and predictable manner. To eliminate any irregularities that may compromise flawless operation, we have declared war on terror. So be warned, random is resistance. I repeat, random is resistance.